Aye, Jim.
Okay, Dan second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
And ladies and gentlemen, I am going to, I just want to warn you that I forgot to hit the record when we did the Pledge of Allegiance, so I am recording at the moment. You'll probably see it on your screen. It should be a little red dot. Looks like somebody's watching you. So it is recorded now. That was my fault that I didn't record it in time. What I may do is I may go ahead and mute. Do you want me to mute everyone, Dorothy? Do you want everyone to be able to speak?
I think it's, let them be able to speak.
Okay. Because sometimes you do both, because if it gets, just remember, if you're, if you have a cough or anything, just hit that mute. Or if you think you just want to listen for a while, hit mute, but don't forget to unmute yourself. In case there's fire engines in the back and stuff like that.
Okay. We're muted.
If you want to, if not, Dorothy wants you live and talking. Hello, Norm. Can he hear me?
Kitty, kitty.
Yeah. Watch out, it doesn't jump on you.
I got a new kitten too, so she might be around.
Oh, I'm on. Can anybody hear me?
Yes.
That's Ann.
I don't know how, if I'm working right or not.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Wait a minute. You want my picture?
Who is
that? We hear you, but we don't see you.
That's me.
There you go.
Hey, Ann. Welcome.
Am I all set now?
Yes, you are.
Hey, I spent the whole day with Comcast and Wi-Fi.
Good job, Ann. All right. Okay. We haven't heard from Norm yet, so we'll just go on.
Actually, that's Norm right here.
There's Norm right here.
Norm's on?
Yes, he's the phone icon.
Okay, great. Welcome, Norm.
Hi, Norm.
Public portion, there's no one, so we're going to close. We have a motion to accept the minutes of February 19th.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how long ago.
I'll accept.
I'll second.
Ann accepts.
Who's Carol accept? Seconds. Carol seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Capital, all business, capital planning. Cool.
I'm going to defer to that to when in my director's report. I actually gave the 2019-2020 capital plan update in the director's report. So I'm going to stop on that. Mm-hmm. Are you, because that's what you're looking for, the old one, not the new business. Because everything else is in my capital, is in my director's report.
Okay, we'll wait till the director's report. edited policies review?
What I've asked in the director's report is to table any policies we had in the pipeline, because with COVID-19 and the phase reopening plan and the governor's announcement this afternoon at 4, I think we have other things to discuss right now.
What did you say at 4 today?
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm glad. I think I was glad I was outside. All right. Okay. We'll wait till your director's report. So the new business now is the director's report.
We need. And that. Actually, no. I think in new business, isn't this the scholarship where you guys need to talk about it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the scholarship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to? Let's go. Let's see, who we got here?
I think Barbie. You have to do what they do, Dorothy.
Excuse me.
What they do in the town meetings is they actually do a roll call.
That's
and
what
everybody
I do.
From a roll call then gives their vote.
Yeah. Barbie.
Yes.
What number on the scholarship?
Oh, you had to call me first.
I'll go first if you want.
Okay.
Go ahead, Barbie.
All right. I had different ones. Now let me see. I think it was 6.
6? Okay. Jerry.
Number 7.
Joanne.
3.
Donna.
8.
Oh, geez. Dan.
7.
Wait.
Yeah.
What number, Dan?
8.
7.
8. Okay. Carol?
8.
8. Anne? And
7.
7. Okay. We have 3 for 8.
Wait. I don't have Norm or you.
Oh. Yeah.
Norm.
I have 8.
Okay. And me, I had three. All right, so eight has four votes.
Yay!
That was my second one.
Okay, so eight has four, and seven has two, and three has two. So we're all set with eight?
Yes.
Correct?
Yep.
Can you tell us who that is?
The winner will be Natalia Wiskowski.
Ooh. From?
Doesn't tell me from, or maybe her application did, but nope, it doesn't. Natalia Wiskowski. So what I'll be doing is in the next, I will reach out to her by email. I will let her know that she's won. I'll ask for I don't know, everything was by email, so I don't know if I have her mailing address, but I will go ahead and let her know that she has won the $500. As soon as I can work with and get out and get the plaque done, I'll have the plaque and put her name on it for the winner for this year. Yay! Congratulations, Natalia. Yay!
Barbara, do you need the spelling?
I need the spelling of her last name.
I think she had that libraries are a sanctuary or something like of the mind that I just loved.
Oh, really? Really
good. Yeah, I think that's what she said. I brought out of her that libraries were a sanctuary for the mind.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, Nicole, Barbara needs the spelling of the name.
Spelling, please.
Mm-hmm. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm set.
N is in Nancy. A.
Oh, T I got Natalia.
Oh, you've got that?
I got the first thing. Yeah.
Okay. Last name, W. Y.
S W-Y.
Mm-hmm. S is in Sam. Z is in Zebra. K. O. W. S. K. I. With
W-Y-S-Z-K-O-W-S-K-I. Okie dokie.
Can you do it one more time for me, Barbara?
W-Y-S-Z-K-O-W-S-K-I.
Correct.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Now the director's report.
Okay. So I guess my first question is, does anyone have any questions on the director's report?
You've been busy.
I have one.
Yeah.
And I know everything going on with COVID, but I'm just curious why we didn't participate in the Great Give this year?
Because other people needed it. When I was part of the Valley, Dorothy and I apologize because we actually had that conversation.
Uh-huh.
And one, it was too much with COVID. And number two, uh-huh. When you're on with the Valley Community Foundation, the Valley Council of Government of Health and Human Services, they needed the money more than.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I just knew that they were struggling with everything. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Same along the same lines, Joanne has and I have postponed the brick project because we don't think right now is the time to ask people for extra money.
Uh-huh.
So that we'll carry that on hopefully in the fall when things are better. Mm-hmm. Any other questions on the director's report?
Mm-hmm. Part of the director's report too, just to give you an idea, is I gave you the staff update. I just want to give you a couple things that is happening based on today's 4 o'clock announcement with the governor. He has indicated that libraries are to be opening by June 20th. So that is a change to our phased reopening plan. However, personally, I have a lot of questions. I think the phased opening plan is still valid. I think in my mind, I was working the past week with the staff to do that, what we call, I guess, what the restaurants called curbside, and what I'm going to call vestibule pickup, and where that they can put holds on, get whatever they need in the vestibule, and kind of like an ATM kind of idea or self-checkout kind of thing. So that was going to happen for us on June 22, because that's when summer reading was going to kick off. So in some ways, I'm on track, but I am not on track on letting the public in. And since the announcement and since I was alerted to the announcement, I have heard from executive, the chief of staff, and he says, well, you know, it looks like June 20th. I have a lot of questions. I have a lot of furniture to move and to store. I have people to train. The questions when I am here, I know many have commented here in the library, I am in the library and I've answered not a lot of questions, but the questions are, you know, I need to print my resume, I need to do this. So I went online and today is May 20th and the Department of Labor is not open. So I have a very concerned, it is May 20th. The people that are calling me are the people that I serve that need to get jobs. I do not have the staff to do this. They will not like the idea that I'm going to be limiting hours, that I'm going to be limiting traffic. I am going to be limiting resources. And I did not read, and I, you know, so I'm like, I got to wait for whatever's written this week tonight at midnight to find out what exactly does that mean. If the Department of Labor, fine, okay, so that's going to take some of the weight off of us. But if they're not open, that's going to be they're going to come here. And I don't have the staff for it. Number two, yes, it's grand that summer school is opening on July 1st, but schools aren't opening. I have very bored public in this area. And I can't do that. I just don't know. I don't know about that.
There's quite a lot.
I have to figure out new ways to work with people. I need to get, what do we call, everything that I'm going to talk about is a purchase. So I'm going to have to, I gave it to you in the capital plan packet at the end of the packet today, a COVID packet. You know, do I need to clean? Do I not need to clean? So many questions, traffic control. I have so many questions that I think if we had done slow and steady, won the race, if we had done it slow and steady, I think we still would have met June 22 as a vestibule opening. But I don't know if the staff is, and if the building will be ready for full people coming in. And then we're gonna have lines because they're gonna wanna come in, and I don't know.
Personally, I think we only open the library when we feel that we are able to meet all the standards of safety for both our staff and our patrons.
I know.
Excuse me, do you have to follow those dates or can you set your own? I mean,
good question. I don't know.
Because that's quite a package. When I read all that, I said, wow. Mm-hmm. And are you going to get help from the city for cleaning up and
I don't know.
Money for purchases? It's quite
I don't know. Let me tell you what I do know so far. Regarding money, I don't know where that's coming, I don't know whether there is more COVID coming on. So I'm going to break that down. I will tell you so far that the city has helped. They are, last week, the goal was they were hoping to become the guinea pig. Their philosophy was that the senior center was last and we were second to last. It still may be their philosophy, and it still maybe will be able to massage within that scope. I don't know. What they were hoping to do was figure out all the plexiglass and interaction and transaction windows, like at the bank, remember all that? They were trying to figure all of that and safe distancing and where can plexiglass are. My goal, actually, I was going to share tomorrow with City Hall after your approval of the reopening plan, as it currently stands, was basically, you know, I was going to have two teams, an A and a B team working half days just to figure out, get their feet wet because we've been home too long and you know, get to start the marathon again and to get oriented to start helping me, you know, do what it measuring 6 feet, what does 6 feet means? And that means that this chair has to go. That means that this computer station can't be used. That means this has to happen. That has to happen. You know, there was a lot of things like that. In the board of the tax board's meetings at 8 tonight, and in there they are having a motion for a COVID lump sum of money But again, I don't know what that was going to cover. I have to hear. I don't think I didn't read the packet before it went out. But the, you know, whether that was just City Hall money, whether it was all of our money, whether it was all buildings, maybe they were going to try to do it in phases to, because if the City Hall was going to be the guinea pig, what did that mean? You know, there's a lot, I don't know. And who's Nicole, going to get the money? I don't know.
Nicole, you said you need our approval for the plans, that you have to give it to City Hall. Basically, my opinion is, you know better than we do.
Okay.
You know what's involved, you know what has to be done, and you know how long, approximately how long it'll take you and the number of people. I make a motion that we go with your way of, because we can say, oh yes, we like it, but we're not doing it. You are.
Mm. Well, also the fact of the matter is if you cannot abide by those standards that they're telling us, you can open the library when this, and this is done, and you can open it on June 20th. If not all those things in place, you won't be allowed to, like, you could be shut down because of the violations.
Right. Yeah. And to piggyback on both comments, City Hall has to approve it. I would imagine the unions in some regards have to use it because I'm modifying work schedules again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I also need to send it to the Naugatuck Valley Health District.
Mm-hmm.
I still say you are the one that knows.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, we have a motion on the floor from is there any other discussion first?
Yes,
I was just wondering, are you going to bring in the staff 2 weeks earlier than the 22nd?
My goal was to alternate it. So Team A and Team B, each a week, Dan. And I was going to propose that Team A would start their half days June 1st. Give us 3 weeks.
My only concern was having the children's entranceway open also, instead of just having one entrance or...
Well, here's a couple things. It's a traffic control issue, actually. I'm trying, if we were sequestered within the building, okay? Let's talk about the plan as it is. Sequestered within the building, okay? My goal is actually using the children's entrance as staff entrance, because we don't have a staff entrance. Because if we have the vestibule as, we're going to wipe it down and such. I'm going to say cooties, but you know what I mean. If it is the traffic area, you know, to have more people, it's too much there. So I was thinking of using the children's entrance downstairs as the staff entrance.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And period. And all doors are open, you know, push open, but just to kind of separate us again.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Nicole,
I think
you did an excellent job on this.
Yeah.
Thank you, Barbara.
I think you did an excellent job, and I think you've worked hard, and you know what the library is like and what you need. I agree with Ann.
Okay.
I think we should go with what you said.
Yeah.
And if they want to say no, and then we have to come back and make changes. But I think you did an excellent job.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a little concerned. I didn't see anything about phones. Like when you're using your phone, like is there going to be one person answering the phone? I mean, that's an unconscious thing, just picking up the phone that someone else might have been on. So I was a little worried about that.
Correct, Carol. So the packet, the 6-page document that I gave you is actually the short version.
Okay.
It's a 13 to 14 page. It actually includes like the CDC, how to take off gloves.
Right.
And just to help you understand, it's been about 2 weekends since I wrote it, but what I did take is libraries in the rest of the world that already started.
Mm-hmm.
And Australia had a great idea. And I don't know if you want to think about this too, but they had three workstations. So they had workstation one was like the hot station. Okay. That's the one that went to get the books, put out the books, did the mail. Did all the stuff that would always have to be masked and gloved.
Mm-hmm.
Workstation 2 would be the one after everything has cooked for 72 hours. They would be the one that no mask or gloves,
mm-hmm.
but they would be able to put stuff back on the shelf. They could also do whatever they needed to do for programming, you know, like videos, mm-hmm. whatever that mm-hmm. workstation 2. And workstation 3 to me was like tech services, actually processing, cataloging,
mm-hmm.
the history department, my marketing people,
okay,
the tech people, kind of like even farther back. So that's kind of how I was going to divide it.
Mm-hmm.
So that the phone would have only been by one person. And in my thing as well, no sharing of pens.
Right, no, saw that.
Pencils,
yeah.
Of people, mm-hmm. Things like no food in the building anymore because mm-hmm. For patrons and our staff at the desks, mm-hmm. they can, at their personal space, they can. Mm-hmm. I actually created the staggered thing that I want to send to the union. Trying to staggered entrance, staggered everything. Wiping down all the time. There's a lot of training that's going to have to happen too.
Yeah. Is there an option also, I wanted to ask, I know you thought this out very well, but is there an option for somebody to be outside with the books? So the vestibule, you know what I mean?
I do. And the true curbside pickup that many other libraries are doing across the country. Here's what I'm worried. Our street. I don't have a secure, I'm worried, one, that the patrons will run across the street.
Uh-huh.
And I'm worried that, it's not enough. We have neighbors at park.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I can't see it well enough. So okay. That's why I did the vestibule.
Okay.
We also don't have the extra staff.
I know. Yeah. I was thinking about that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's that too. There. But I thought maybe it was more contained this way. And
Yeah.
People are used to doing ATMs one at a time. So I thought maybe it was a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Any other discussion?
No.
All right, Anne have put a motion out to approve and, what is it, approve and adopt by the phased reopening plan.
Mm-hmm.
Anne made that motion. Is there anybody willing to make the second?
I'll second.
Okay. Donna, that's Donna?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. That first page in there, Nicole, you're all set.
Okay, cool. All right.
At tonight's meeting, and where everybody had access to the information before the meeting, so they had plenty of time to read it and go over it. And there was a lot to go over.
Yes.
There was a lot to go
over. That was very well done, though.
I'm glad. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I really tried to. What I gave you is like, if you can believe it, is the executive summary. I really tried to create something else with the staff that I want to be sending to City Hall, which is really about more into like what you were talking about, Carol, the training. How do you do it? What does it mean?
Mm-hmm.
Go on the webs on the governor's, I kind of mirrored a couple things to the hair salons at the time that they were supposed to open, where I need things strategically placed. Do we need to be certified? There's that certification mm-hmm. thing that's
right.
Because we are a front facing business. I don't know if you want to call it. So I don't know if we have to be certified. All those kind of questions. I have a lot of questions like that, that have to be back up the food chain that I don't know if we're going to.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath, count a ton.
Well, it's shocking. I'm still in a bit of shock because somebody sent me a text. Oh, June 20th. And I'm like, what?
Are retail stores going to be opened on June 20th as well? Because I feel like that's
open, and they are not taking returns. So it's very, there's a lot of suspicion here. Why am I taking back books?
That's a return. Yeah.
Do you see, there's a lot of, I really am interested to see how it's really blown out. And then to see what the state, I will tell you that Massachusetts, Rhode Island are adamant in making sure that the staff is safe. People mm-hmm. come up and say, well, are you open? I'm like, oh, we are. When people call, just so you know what my script is here,
uh-huh.
like, yes, we are open. With your library card, you can download audiobooks, ebooks, mm-hmm. databases. I'm happy to help you. I'm sitting here. Would you like me to help you do that?
Yeah.
Today, I actually, I said, I don't know when I'm opening and when I'm purchasing real books, but you want me to purchase a book? Tell me who I'm going to purchase. So I did a purchase book, and I know we're here doing things like that. And we're doing programming, so we are open.
Mm-hmm.
And Lorraine has sent out a lot of information that people can go on and use the library card and do other things without physically being in the library.
Right. To tell people we are open.
Right.
But people don't read.
They don't read.
No, they don't. They don't read their emails and things.
And I would say for a while there, we actually, I think, just as a staff, we were kind of in shock for the first couple of weeks. It took us a while to even get into the groove.
Right.
Set up our office.
Understandable.
Yeah, of course. And then once we did that, then we started, and we hoped that I don't know about you guys, but here we were bombarded with everything COVID and what you have to do. And I'm like, this just not going to happen. So it took us between setting up our offices and doing everything. I hope we eased into it a little bit more for our staff sanity as well. Uh-huh. But they are working hard. The quote is, I am learning things I would never have had time to learn. I had to work. How to get along with people, how to deal with people experiencing homelessness, how to not have burnout, how to use all of our databases. Every time I get, you don't know, but they give me a report card. So I get a report card and they tell me they do their timing and what they're learning. You know, people, you'll hear, and it's funny, but it isn't funny when they say, well, they're learning Spanish. Who's our client base? Yes, they should be learning Spanish. They're also learning how to use Novelist. They're learning how to use JobNow, because JobNow, the minute the people come in, they're going to learn how to write a resume. We're learning how to do all kinds of things out there. You know, one of the things I think we sent out to everyone was, I know you're missing your newspapers, but do you know we have Newsbank? You can actually read the Connecticut Post online. So, you know, there's a lot of things that they were learning of their own services that they didn't even know. Uh-huh. You know, the comments back were like, I'm selling this now. And I'm like, okay. Yeah.
I think it was well worth it. We also have a community that a lot of people do not have access to.
Right.
Laptops, internet, and things like this, which I'm sure the educational system has found out, you know, when they try to do online education. So the library is very important to them. But as I said earlier, we're only going to open it when we're sure that we meet all the standards,
and we feel
safe for both our patrons and especially our staff. All we need is one staff person to get ill, and we're up a creek. You know,
And I piggyback on that for you too, Dorothy, because I had a staff. We talked about this. I threw this whole vestibule thing over the bridge last Thursday. We had Thursday at 10 o'clock. We have our Zoom staff meetings, and I said, just so you know. As a library, the trust, the relationship that we have established with our patrons, the minute it is traced back that a book we lent out came out of here and had somebody, COVID or whatever, they came into the vestibule, our trust is gone. That's all we have. We have nothing else to market, really. There's nothing else to our business but trust. And so we need to be very careful about that.
Then there's the liability issue, too.
Well, there's yes, there's liability, but there's trust.
Yeah, but they can't, I don't know, they can't prove that it's not on anything else they've touched.
True.
Right?
True. Couple of things, again, on the capital plan, which is part of my thing. Anything else on reopening? So yeah, just so you know, regarding the policies too, a lot of those are going to have to be reworked because they're going to have to include,
an addendum
for COVID, because I can hear these conversations already. Where is it written? So
Well, they also have to understand, as we hear on the TV and see on the TV, on unprecedented times, things are going to have to change. And, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, they're going to have to give a little bit. We can't, even though it's not written, hey, we never expected this to happen.
Right.
And as you said before, we have to have the trust and everything. And everybody's got to work together.
Right.
That's all there is to it. And, you know, it's going to be a long, tough road. And we're behind you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We'll support you. I really appreciate that.
You've done an awful lot of work here, an awful lot of planning and everything. And, you know, we got to make sure you don't get sick.
And it's funny, you know, so the whole staff, I had my, you know, you see, I said this out loud. You can never say your plans out loud. I said, oh, you know, maybe I can take a 3-day weekend. And then we got a 4 o'clock notice. I went, Mike, if that goes my 3-day weekend. So we'll have to figure that out.
Okay. You wanted to say something about capital planning?
Oh, yeah. Barbara has something. Yes, Barbara.
I like this very much.
Yeah, I did too.
Yes.
That was great. That was excellent.
It was great. Chrissy started that. Chrissy at Derby Neck Library worked with Tony, our youth librarian, and the two of them really worked on it, had ideas, and it was fun. It was actually fun. It was something fun to do for once instead of, you know, whatever else we have to do. So it was great to work. I'm glad, and I have to say, you know, in a kind of what we're talking about, not everybody has internet. In a time when we think everybody has internet or whatever, we have, I can tell you, we heard more good news from that. We're like, really? We thought it was, you know, bias. But no, people really like it. So that's really, it's nice that, to hear that people like it.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Very nice.
Okay, you wanted to say something, Nicole, about something else about capital planning, I think?
I don't, yeah, it's, there's a lot of capital planning out there. Many of it, many of it was were wishes that I started back before Christmas, like the alarm system, the HVAC. These are things that, you know, it's going to be tears if we don't have money set aside for them. And I don't know that I've done all the systems that I'm supposed to, but I at least did as much as I can. So the, you know, the security system really is, just so you give you an idea, I would like I'd like it a little bit more beefed up. Most importantly, it all started because I would like to have the Wi-Fi separated between staff and patrons. And to do that led to one conversation, which then supported the conversation of beefing up security, adding cameras, giving it a little bit more up-to-date 22nd century type of thing, which led to the next thing. And then, you know, so then I said, you know, while I'm wishing, I have a hard time. I have many patrons, and I will say for myself, 3 years ago, I broke my foot. I was on a crutch. I was on one of those wheelie kneelies, and I was on crutches. I would never be able to work in this library. I can't, the doors are too heavy. The doors, they're all okay. They're, you know, ADA okay, but they're just, I'm like, I would have a hard time maneuvering as a staff person in here. So I'm like, you know, maybe we really need to look at this. They were fine for what they were, and they're still kind of ADA now, but, you know, maybe we should look at that and think about how we can be a little bit better for our people. So that's why I looked at that. Just kind of just all kinds of wish lists. I'm sure that my COVID capital plan is not enough money, but I threw it out there. Hey, what the heck?
We'll try it. We'll try for we'll it. Try That's it. All we can do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And part of it too is I guess I want to, it's my only time to communicate perhaps with municipality and the powers that be, you know, what we may be facing, and maybe they haven't thought about it either. So it's a way to have I always think of it as a way of communication. Let's communicate what's going on in my world. You know, I don't know what's always going on in your world. So here's a way to communicate, and here's some ideas. You can say yes, you could say no, maybe yeah, I don't know, but at least to keep them aware of what's happening.
Okay. You have anything else you want to report on?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, I have some news that, I don't know when it was, Nicole had mentioned about a webinar on strategic planning, which I attended. There's a lot of things to do, and with everything going on with the COVID-19 something, strategic planning, again, is going to be put on the back burner. Because one of the things with strategic planning, you have to do surveys, you have to go out in the community, and I'm not going to ask any of you or any of the staff to start asking your surveys or go out community at getting responses, things like that. So that is on the back burner along with the bricks and when we had decided not to do the greater good.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, normally we do not meet during the summer months, all right? We take the time off because in the past, we've been very fortunate that we haven't had a lot of craziness going on. But with everything with the COVID-19, I think we really should consider having meetings just in case. We don't know things could change. I mean, June 20th, I think, would be shortly after our board meeting. So no. We don't know what has happened up until then. And then if things change, and if we're not ready, we're into July and what the situation is. Any thoughts on that? Other than the fact that you would love to have the summer off, of course, you're not going to go anyplace, but. Yeah.
Could we have another one of the Zoom meetings?
Yeah, yes, we would have a Zoom meeting, that's all.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
I mean, I learned how to get on, I might as well.
Now you got to help Norm so he can do it too.
Yeah. Barb will picking me
up. And we got to get Donna straightened out with her computer too.
I'm like on 5 a day. You can have one of mine if you want to stand in for me.
Yes.
All right. So our next meeting in June would be a Zoom meeting, and if anything transpires between now and then, and something like this, I mean, Nicole and I have been in frequent telephone calls back and forth and talking about different things and stuff like this. And she's been like, as she has already told you, she's been talking to the union. She has staff Zoom meetings and things like this. So there's a lot to think about. I hate to put everything on her shoulders, but it also goes on our shoulders too. We have to be careful. We don't want any ramifications and things like this, and something coming back to kick us in the butt because we didn't do it. But we also have to wait and see what happens with the whatever they set up for standards, right? And what we can do. I know Nicole had said that they were going to get the plexiglass for the thing that, that hasn't arrived yet. They're in the training that the staff has to go through on the use of the mask and the removal of the gloves and when they use the gloves and when they're not, things like this. So
I think they're finding out new things every day. You know, like I just read something today that it stays in the air for like 6 hours. And I have, so one of my tutors works for the head of Department of Infectious Diseases at Yale. And she told me that, I asked her, she goes, if you have any questions, ask me. I said, how long do you suppose? And she thinks in October there'll be a resurgence of the virus. Mm-hmm. So we may be looking at a really long time. So with that said, I'd rather be more cautious with the library than like, let's get everybody, I think we need to keep it really tight and that's how it is right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what I will do, and I appreciate that, Carol, very much, and I will do is I can't wait to see what one of the things I think as a library, just so you know politically, I had shared with you some emails from the state level, and what happened is we do not have a state librarian. We just nominated a interim state librarian. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe part of this conversation is that we weren't at the table, and they really didn't understand. Okay, maybe no library. It doesn't matter how many staff you have, because the other, that they don't understand how close we work with somebody when they are filling out a job app.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's just like where I work. It's one-on-one. You can't do it any other way.
All the time. Yeah. And so I may keep asking you to write your Congress people, to write to the governor, to be our advocates. I mean, if I'm going to be doing the grunt work, I need you to do the politics and really be there and really and really help us understand. So I know I try not to give you too much, but sometimes you need to understand like what is really happening for the library world. And I think now that we have an interim state librarian, I really think our voice, this particular woman was the past president of the American Library Association. So I think that type of weight now coming to the table as we get out of the weekend where we have everybody at the beach, we have a couple things, and as things a little bit roll, well, she'd know whether or not it's real or not. Mm-hmm. A couple of things that I have been doing, just so you know, I've been approaching it as a building safe. So I've been doing the air conditioning, whatever else I have to do internally to make sure that, we have air working. So I'm kind of working at a building level, things normal upkeep that I normally do.
Right.
But I really think all directors in the state will probably tell you that we can't get ahead of ourselves.
And it has to be done properly.
Yes. Yes.
And that takes time.
It does take time.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how it rolled you know? It started with everything's closed. And then you think all those people who were dying and all, where are they putting all these people who die? And I mean, it was just like the pebble in the water. The ripples just kept going out. You don't even think about the library. I didn't even really think about the library till the schools closed. And then I says, oh my goodness. But you guys picked right up and ran with it.
Yeah.
That was good. Like that. We're good like that.
I'm glad I'm not teaching. That's my fault.
Yeah.
Anything else, Nicole, that you'd like to?
No, the only thing is piggybacking what Dan asked me earlier. I don't know if everyone was on the call at that point. Typically what I've done in the past 2 years is, I guess it's from grad school, I want to defend my budget, but that's not it. It's more explain the budget. And usually because of COVID, they're behind. And a week or two ago, I received an email. I said, I thought I had missed my appointment in May, panic stricken. And I sent an email out. Did I miss my appointment? Oh no, we haven't made appointments. So they're looking, I assume they said the end of May, early June, because I would assume they'd have to have everything ready for the Board of Aldermen. So I am waiting for that. I'll keep you posted if there is a Zoom meeting for the defense. And I think that's about the only thing left besides the capital plan, but that'll take July. Anything else, Dan, that I can think of that's coming up?
Not really. They're backlogged, the tax board.
Yeah.
I mean, really we're presenting our budget again next week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going almost to June. And
yeah.
So I don't know when tax bills will be sent out.
Right.
That may be a good thing. Who knows?
Yeah. The later, the better.
Yeah.
Nicole, when they have the budget meeting, that would be a Zoom meeting as well for you?
It would be. And it would be on this, and I don't know if you've ever visited, the city of Derby now on their website has under.
Because we used to go and sit and give, you know, moral support.
And I would love that, because if you go to the city website and there is a big red button that says meetings, and if you click the red button, you can either see it by list or by month. And in there, they have to start posting. So, there's tonight's meeting that was delayed. But I don't see anything else. There's a lot of other special meetings, but I don't see anything else with an agenda. But you can always check that if I forget to send the email out.
Okay.
And then what you see is when you go on the calendar, you can.
Kevin.
Oh, they took us down. If you click on the name of the meeting, you know, BOT or Regional Water Authority or whatever it is, you will then immediately get a pop-up screen. It'll give you the Zoom information that you can click straight to. Like the packet that I sent you, it's actually, they do the agenda and then they do the packet. So today's packet was 76 pages. So they just put it all together and there's a packet on there. And then you can read ahead as to what people are talking about.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else, people? Okay, at this time, I would like to have a motion to go into executive session. And then when we go into executive session, the meeting is ended. And when we're in executive session, it will not be recorded.
And you're coming back and it's ended and we don't come back to the meeting.
We're not
right?
coming back.
Okay.
So it's executive session adjourned?
We're going to go into executive session and we're not coming back to this. So,
you are correct, Barbara. Executive session and then we'll adjourn.
Right.
Yeah.
So I need a motion to go into executive session, please.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So Nicole, you stop.